Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, chapter in Melbourne in 1974. Guru's affection. Prabhupada had great affection for Tusta Krishna Swami, who had served in Bombay and then opened a thriving ISKCON temple in Auckland. But he was following Siddha Swarup, and he had gone back to wearing Western clothes, changed his preaching style, and had given up managing the New Zealand temple. I sat with Tusta Krishna Swami as he spoke with Prabhupada. Tusta was a sannyasi, but he was dressed like a non-devotee with hair and a scraggly beard. Prabhupada told Tusta Krishna that he should dress as a sannyasi, or at least like a gentleman. Prabhupada then made a V gesture with his fingers, like a person smoking a cigarette. He held his other hand as if he were holding a cup and drinking. Prabhupada said, "But there should be none of this." After this conversation, Tusta, Jagatrini, and I walked to the beach and discussed what Prabhupada had said. The following day, the three of us again entered Prabhupada's room. Tusta was dressed in a saffron wool sweater and wool tweed pants, also slightly saffron colored. He had cut his hair neatly. He looked clean, respectable, and much more dignified. As we sat together, Prabhupada recounted the story of the great struggle he had undergone to procure Hare Krishna land. Tusta Krishna was the first devotee to see the Juhu property and contact Mr. Nair, and Prabhupada retold the history from that point onward. After telling how Nair had cheated the devotees and fought against Prabhupada to maintain control of the land, Prabhupada narrated Nair's final defeat, his death by heart attack. Tusta Krishna had also been the one to inform Prabhupada of Nair's death when a Bombay devotee phoned Prabhupada in New Zealand. Tusta Krishna seemed eager to reciprocate with Prabhupada. He began recounting his remembrances of Prabhupada's reaction after hearing Nair's death. "Prabhupada, you raised your hands in the air and called out, 'Hare Krishna.' You then folded your hands reverently and said, 'I'm a saintly person, and I know I should not have prayed for his death, but I could not help it. He was so offensive.'" Prabhupada and Tusta Krishna spoke about Bombay ISKCON for some time, and then Prabhupada made his request. "You should go back to Bombay and be in charge. You were the first to find the land. You can even take back your wife, that Tulsi Dasi. She's a nice devotee. You can go back and be in charge of Bombay." My comment: Prabhupada's affection and loyal sentiments towards devotees who had served him was steady and deep. He even suggested that a sacred tradition be broken. Tusta Krishna Swami could return to his wife as an attempt to save a beloved disciple. Exacting a promise. Another day, Tusta Krishna, Jagatrini, and I again sat with Prabhupada, and again Prabhupada spoke to Tusta Krishna about his dress. "Prabhupada, why your dress is not as a sannyasi?" Tusta Krishna Swami: "The robes make people uncomfortable." Prabhupada: "The robes make people uncomfortable, Prabhupada. They see you as different and can't relate. They won't relax enough to listen when I wear robes." Prabhupada: "But sannyasis must dress in saffron with robes and shaved head." Tusta Krishna Swami: "I'm following all the principles, but the dress is external and superficial. Why should we let it hamper the preaching?" Prabhupada: "If the dress is superficial, why should you change your dress to please people who are so serious about the superficial?" "You understand my point. Superficial people become controlled by superficial and external things. Why do you dress to please superficial people? You should dress to please Krishna." Tusta Krishna Swami: "So you would like me to wear saffron and shave up?" Prabhupada: "Yes, I want you to promise this. Only wear saffron and keep your head shaved. This is sannyas dress. You should promise. Sister Krishna Swami. Yes, Prabhupada, I promise. My comment. Watching Prabhupada lovingly checkmate a misled son was moving, and how brilliantly Prabhupada had turned Tiska's argument. Surrender. Tusta Krishna Swami and I sat with Prabhupada on another occasion, and Prabhupada preached to us about surrender. Quote, our movement means that the beginning of spiritual life is surrender. If there is no surrendering, there is no advancement. Savadamam pratyaja mamekam sharanam braja. This is the beginning. If that thing is lacking, there is no beginning even, what to speak of advancement. The word is disciple. Disciple means one who accepts discipline. If there's no discipline, where is the disciple? And disciplic succession. Not that discipline is finished by one man. No, it will continue to go by succession. That is perfect. Evam parampara praptam. As soon as the discipline is broken, then everything is lost. My comment. Krishna did not instruct Arjuna until Arjuna submitted. Sisheshteham sarimam tam prapanam. Using flame or smoke. Prabhupada said that spiritual purity and spiritual strength are the results of surrender to the order of the spiritual master. If surrender, purity, and strict adherence to the guru's order are absent, chanting will bring its effect only after a long time. Prabhupada said, this is Prabhupada. But we still recommend go on chanting. That will help you anywhere. It is exactly like that. If you ignite fire from wood, if the wood is dry, the fire takes place immediately. And if it is moist, then it takes time. Only smoke will come. So smoke is not required. The blazing fire is required. If simply smoke comes, you cannot take any work out of it. And as soon as there is smoke, there is fire. But that form of fire, smoke, is not useful. It is used for troubling your eyes only. What is smoke? Smoke is also fire, but you require blazing fire, not smoke fire. So blazing fire takes place if the wood is dry. Then it immediately takes place. Otherwise, you go on enjoying the smoke. Be satisfied with that. My comment. Prabhupada explained that the true benefit of chanting Krishna's names, Krishna Prema, will not come quickly unless, quote, the wood was dry, unless one first surrendered. Okay, Hare Krishna, we'll end here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada bhaktivinoda ki jai.